Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Connor Barkon. Here's what's happening. Another bus loaded with migrants has arrived in Philadelphia. This is the sixth bus that has been sent from Texas. KYW's Nina Baratti.
Each of the buses, the migrants have arrived pretty scared. They don't totally understand who we are at first.
That's Catherine Miller Wilson, executive director with HYAS Pennsylvania. They're one of three groups who she says rotates as the buses have been arriving to explain critical legal information to the asylum seekers.
They've all been what's known as paroled into the country, which means that they've been interviewed by border guards and been permitted to enter in order to seek further legal relief.
She says that's the good news, but once they're eligible for that legal relief, Catherine explains, they file a petition to get authorized to work, which can take months. The process, she says, has highlighted the problem of the delay in workers' authorization for immigrants.
When you bring in numbers of people and you say, okay, you're allowed to be here, you're allowed to petition, but you're not allowed to support yourself, that just puts the burden on everybody.
As they help the migrants figure out what's next, Catherine says other community organizations have helped with getting them to their families, provided them with food, clothes, and shelter, and a few times taking them around Philadelphia to welcome them to our city. Nina Baratti, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner is speaking out after he asked Pennsylvania courts to step in and halt the impeachment process against him. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
Larry Krasner's filing in Commonwealth Court argues the impeachment process is unlawful for three main reasons. One, the legislative session ended at the end of November.
And under Pennsylvania law, all matters pending at the end of a general session, General Assembly, do not carry over to the next General Assembly.
That's Krasner's lawyer, Michael Satin. He also argues the General Assembly doesn't have the authority to impeach a district attorney. And the third argument, he says, the articles do not allege any conduct that rises to the level of misbehavior in office required under the Constitution. Krasner argues, contrary to what Republicans say in the articles of impeachment, he's never said he's flat out refusing to prosecute certain crimes.
You're going to find that we make exceptions. And we make exceptions because we use our discretion, and using our discretion, we determine that this is what we should do.
Satin, Krasner's lawyer, points out a prosecutor has, in his words, a tremendous amount of discretion when it comes to charging decisions, and Pennsylvania and federal law prohibit a legislator from interfering with that discretion. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Krasner's lawyer says they've asked the court to resolve the issue as quickly as possible, but the court hasn't responded, so the timeline is still unknown. Philadelphia officials say they've seen a dramatic turnaround at the Juvenile Justice Center. They say conditions there have gone from being dangerously overcrowded to just slightly over capacity. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
In an October lawsuit against the state, Philadelphia's Deputy Commissioner for Human Services, Gary Williams, wrote that the Juvenile Justice Center, or JJC, was in a state of crisis, with 230 youth crammed into a facility meant for 184, but that conditions would improve overnight if state officials took the youth sentence to their custody. Williams says that turned out to be true.
It's been a lot of improvement.
Under a judge's order, the state took 15 youth last month. At the same time, the JJC worked with family court to get the most violent youth transferred to a juvenile unit in the adult prison on State Road, and with a probation office to get low-level offenders out of detention and back home. The population is down to 187, so children are no longer sleeping on the floor in the admission area.
Young people are able to be transferred to a living unit and be integrated into the program and the regular routine.
Michelle Mason of the Defenders Association agrees conditions have improved, but she still has concerns.
If we're not looking at long-term solutions, this has the opportunity to happen again at any time.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Cannabis regulators in New Jersey have given a green light to consumption lounges. This is the first step in the process to have indoor or outdoor smoking lounges. We get the story from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Think of these lounges as similar to a brewery in that both are heavily regulated and cannot prepare or serve food, but people are welcome to order delivery. Cannabis Regulatory Commission Chairwoman Diana Heenu sees the availability of public cannabis consumption areas as part of the commission's commitment to equity, justice, and public health. New Jersey Cannabis Business Association President Ed DeVoe says not everybody is able to smoke at home, so these places are necessary.
It does alleviate or mitigate circumstances where someone in subsidized housing could partake without fear of losing their homes.
People in some federal or group homes are not allowed to smoke there. Another issue is driving, which of course is illegal if you're under the influence. DeVoe says it's time to normalize marijuana consumption like alcohol as acceptable for adults to enjoy responsibly.
Uber or use other car services to get to and from.
There is a 60-day public comment period before any applications can be approved.
It could take a year before any lounges open. That's the All Local. I'm Connor Barkon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.